What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Fierce, Favored, and Spiritually Grounded. I'm your life coach and host, Tanya Williams. In this episode, I want to share with you 10 verses that I have found how to tame your tongue. Now, this is something that I have always struggled with. I remember when God first started dealing with me about my mouth. And I've mentioned this several times before. Joyce Myers had a book that was called Me and My Big Mouth. And whenever I read it, got the book, I read the first page and I was like, this is not for me. I threw it in my trunk and I never read it again. And funny story, I was cleaning out my closet a few weeks ago out of my bookcase and I saw that book and I just laughed and threw it into the pile to go to the thrift store. And so honestly, I still have not read the book, but I have managed to tame my tongue. Now it's my facial expressions. That's a whole different thing, but that's a talk for another time. So again, today I wanted to share with you 10 verses that I have found to help us control our tongue. And we know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And whatever we speak over ourselves usually ends up manifesting. So it's very important to try to be intentional about the things that we not only say, but what we think. And as we feel it starting to rise up through our belly, up through our chest, like indigestion, and before it leaves our mouth, we really need to pay attention to what we say and try to control it if we can. The thing about God is His word brings freedom, and God has the power to help us to control our tongue if we walk in obedience with Him. So this subject can go in many ways, not only just what comes out of your mouth, like when we're hurt or angry, but it could also help if we struggle with gossip, complaining, or criticizing others. So I want to just dive right in and not waste your time today. So I want to share with you the verses that I have found. So the first one I found was Proverbs 13:3. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens his wide lips comes to ruin. So, you know, guard our mouth with pausing and thinking before we speak is very important. And when we feel tempted to raise our voice, you know, just kind of lower our voice to where it's in a tone that, you know, we would receive it if it was being said to us. Sometimes it's not what we say, it's how we say it. And that's something that, you know, I'm a very blunt person, so it's something that I'm having to work with in this season as being a leader. I'm very straight to the point. I shoot from the hip. I don't sugarcoat. And sometimes I think my words could come across like I'm cutting you or I'm trying to intentionally hurt you, but that's not my intentions at all. That's just how I was raised, and that's not an excuse, because I do realize that not everybody is made for that and can handle that. So I am trying to kind of watch how I say things in this season. The second one is James 3:8-10. No human being can tame the tongue. It is results evil, full of deadly poison. With it bless our Lord and Father, and with it curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessings and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. And so, you know, we got to know we don't allow both blessings and cursings to come from our mouth. We got to honor God with our words. The third one is Proverbs 12:18. There is one who rash words are like swords thrust, but to the tongue of the wise brings healing. So we got to make it our goal to speak healing with our words. I've got a lot of Proverbs in here, so y'all just bear with me. I love Proverbs. And the next one is Proverbs 12:19. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. I think I take that one to heart because I'm so intentional about being truthful. And I think that's why some people kind of struggle with receiving what I have to say. So the point of it is, aim to be honest with integrity. Lying really gets us nowhere. We usually, when we tell a lie, we have to tell another one to cover up with it. And I don't know about y'all, but the way my age is set up now at 45, I can't keep up with it, what I ate for dinner yesterday, less on what lie I told. But you will eventually be caught in your lies and have to deal with the consequences sooner or later. The next one is Matthew 12:34. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I love this one because me and my friend LaTanya, we just did a women's conference in this past month in February that we're going to do every year based on this verse. And we all know that what's in our heart eventually flows out of our mouth. And so we have to be very careful about being sarcastic, because it sometimes can reveal that we have bitterness in our heart. Next is Proverbs 17, 27 through 28. Whoever restrains his word has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent and considering wise, when he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. So you can tell by a woman's character by her choice of words. So if you like wisdom with your words, ask God, you know, to give you wisdom with your words, and, you know, just spend time with that word. Colossians 4, 6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so you may know you ought to answer each person. So we got to work on filtering our words. And like I said, this is one I have to work on. Strive to be gentle and gracious towards our husbands and our kids first, because why? Our home is our first ministry. So who we are at home is definitely who we really are in real life. And to others on the outside of the home. So we want to be sure that, you know, when we're doing things in public, that, you know, our kids and stuff are not looking at us saying, she don't act like that. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So guarding your mouth doesn't mean that you don't have a voice. You can still speak up and share your feelings, but choose how we say our words and the words that we share. Proverbs 31:26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Y'all see how a lot of these are dealing about wisdom? With age comes wisdom. So practice self-control with your emotions. When we speak rapidly or out of anger, this is usually when our words tend to have more backlash to them. And last but not least, Psalm 119, 171 through 172 says, my lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing your word, for all the commandments are right. So we have to have a teachable spirit, and let our lips speak praise, not hurtful things. Purify our heart through the reading of God's word, and it'll get rid of all, you know, bitterness, malice, slander, and envy, and self-pity. And this one is a lot, one that I see a lot of people struggle with around me, not necessarily in my circle, but just on social media and things like that. People like to play the victim rather than the victor. They also don't like to be corrected. Don't like for you to criticize them in any way, even if it's for their own good. So I think that one is probably the best one, you know, because if you find yourself falling into that, then, you know, maybe even though it hurts, sometimes what don't feel good to us is usually good for us. So just be teachable. So when somebody tries to correct you or to teach you, just kind of, you know, try to receive it and look inward to see if, you know, maybe is this something that I really do? Sometimes we don't know we are a certain way or do things until somebody points it out. The thing about it is, you know, we'll never master control of our words because we're human. And if we get to the point to where we think we have it all together or we're perfect, then we'll probably be 6 feet under if we're just completely honest. So I just challenge each one of you today to, you know, just stay committed and surrender the words that you say to God's word, and just ask God to just continue to help you in these areas. And I promise I am living proof that it will work, that he will do it. If you would just seek him every time that cuss word starts to roll off your tongue, or every time that you want to chew out a coworker or something like that, I would just say a quick prayer and say, Lord, I'm going to need you to help me. Fix it, Jesus. Fix my mouth and don't let me say this how I want to say it or how I'm feeling it. And I promise you, y'all, he'll come through. He'll make a way. So thank you guys so much for just joining me for this episode. I know it's been a minute since I've been on here doing anything, but I've had a lot going on. I've had speaking engagements I've been working on. My small group launched actually this semester, and it's the first one, and it has been amazing. I just put out the workbook for the small group, and I just finished the writing of the user manual for anyone who might want to use it. So my hands and my plate has really runneth over. So you guys forgive me, but I haven't forgotten about you. So I am back on track and able to start my podcasting again. So any of you that are interested in the small group, we will be having it every semester. It's about a 6-week commitment. It will be held virtually over Zoom. So if that's something that you would like to do, you can feel free to email me at tanyawilliams01@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at www.tanyawilliamslifecoach.com and you can sign up for it. And I will add you to the list. We are about to close registration for this next semester. Once we get a tally of who all will be joining, I will let you know what days you will be attending. This month, or this semester, we had over 25 people to sign up. So I had to break it down into 2 days that I lead, which was on a Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. just to kind of give you an idea of what days we'll be doing it. So this next semester, I already have about 20 people already signed up. So I may end up having to lead it on 2 separate days as well. I do that because I like to keep my small group at 6 to 10 people per group, because I feel like that will open up more opportunity for you to share. And it, you know, as people share, we kind of tend to run over. So I want to be very intentional of your time as well. But just to give you what the small group's about, is based off my book, The Best Version of Me. We'll talk about church hurt or ministry manipulation. We talk about rejection or abandonment issues. We talk about bondage as far as being raped, molested, abortion, mental, physical abuse, things like that. Forgiveness, seeing yourself as God sees you, and faith over fear. In order to participate, you do have to purchase the book and the workbook, which are available on Amazon. One is called The Best Version of Me, and the other one is The Best Version of Me Workbook, and they do look just alike. Or you can purchase them at a bundle price on my website, again, at www.tanyawilliamslifecoach.com. So thank you guys so much for just always rocking with me. I appreciate you guys so much. Until next time.